Bam, we're live. Fergie, what's up, dude? Morning, Sevanistas. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Sevanistas. Kenneth DeLapp, my current shoes constantly have to retie them. Is that the shoelaces, you think? There was a pair of Nanos that came out where the shoelaces were round. And you had to constantly retie them. It was fucking ridiculous. It ruined the shoes. I guess all you had to do was change the shoelaces. New Savage ones are out. To those that have them, any issues with shoelaces coming undone during the workouts? Oh, no, I haven't had that issue. Really? Maybe I have a pair here I can look at. No, I don't. I haven't had that issue. I double knot. I'm a double knot guy. I double knot. I got these socks from Toe Spacers. It's always nice to keep a pair of socks in the podcast room just in case it gets cold. Oh, you don't have the Savage ones. Oh. The new colors are out. I think there will be a discount code on Thursday for the entire site again. Thursday's Taylor Self versus the World. Down Pepper, Colt Mertens, Jason Hopper. Oh, they got these little sticky things on the bottom. Why are, someone wrote double knots are gay. Is that why whenever I tie my shoes, I just thrive? I just crave for a cock in my mouth? I was wondering what was going on. Matt Burns, Savages are great, but a little stiffer compared to the strike movements. I wouldn't run long in the Savages. I haven't worn the strike movement, but the Savage ones are some of the least stiff shoes I've ever worn in my life. My God, the bottom, I mean, you can feel everything under your foot. You step on a pebble and you feel it. I prefer stiff. There's a great joke there. I was at dinner last night. God, poor Haley. I was at dinner last night with a bunch of friends. There was a guy at the table that didn't believe that the Hunter Biden laptop was real. That was fucking weird. It was like, first of all, we all know it's real. He knows it's real. No one's denying it. But let's say for some reason it's not real. What if I told you there was a box with a nuclear bomb in it under a building somewhere? And we get there and all we see is the nuclear bomb. And you're like, there was no box. There was no box. There was no box. It's like, dude. I mean, who? First of all, no one's denying it's real. Not Joe Biden, not Hunter Biden, nobody. Everyone's like, okay, it's real. But even let's say for some reason it wasn't real. All the contents in it were real. All the contents in it were real. Anyway, that's another story. It's bizarre to me that someone could. Man, we just live with fucking idiots. He went on to tell us, this guy, that Biden isn't corrupt. It was fucking mind-boggling. But anyway, so someone at the dinner table told a story. And I think the story was they were talking about like a swarm of bees that they saved. I can't remember what the exact thing was, but it was a harrowing story. It was about a woman who saved a hive of bees, and she did it without one of those bee suits, right? And somehow the hive was threatened. It had swarmed. The hive had broken in half, and one half had gone one way, and the other half, I guess, stays in the hive. And Barclay, hi. I don't know who Schrodinger is. Is that some sort of like Schrodinger's cat? Is that some sort of like psychological profile? I like it. Whatever it is, I like it. So there was this hive of bees, and I guess at some point a hive gets too many bees, or for some reason they get tired of fucking that same bitch, and they break in half, and like half of them leave. I don't know if the half leave with the current queen or if the they leave and make a new queen. Details, schmetails. Hold on, what's this? Melissa Odier. Sevi, why do you think the entire Sevan and co-crew invited in every podcast these days? Sevi, why do you think the entire Sevan and company crew invited in every podcast these days? Have they all finally woken up? It's early in the morning. I don't understand that. I'm sorry. I'm barely awake. Oh, are getting invited. Sevan, why do you think the entire Sevan and crew are getting invited? God damn it. Are getting invited every day into these. I don't know. I can't do it. Thank you, though, Mary, for trying to unfuck me. I'm unfuckable this morning. Okay, Dusty with the bees. They split every year. The hive splits every year. They will leave the current queen and a new queen behind. They will leave with the current queen and leave a new queen behind. Okay. And they got a special jelly. Anyway, so this lady's telling this harrowing story about using her bare hands to extract a queen and like move the hive and just the whole thing. So the story's over. It was a pretty good story. I'd give it like a 7. I mean, it's definitely dinner worthy. And then my wife, Haley, embarks in a story with, I was in the kitchen the other day and there was a bee on the counter. And it looked like it was barely alive. I'm like, oh no. I had to stop her. I'm like, yo, is there only one bee in this story? She's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, this is like right at the dinner table. She's like, what? I'm like, you can't. We just heard a fucking whole story about a lady who, with her bare hands, extracted a queen out of a fucking active hive. You got a story with one bee that's barely alive on the kitchen counter? She's like, yeah. And there was a couple guys at the table, especially the guy who didn't think the Hunter Biden laptop was real. He goes, hey, man, let her finish. Let her finish. I mean, let her finish. This story got one fucking bee that's barely alive in it. You can't follow up a beehive story with that bee. But my wife goes on. She said, so it's barely alive and I didn't kill it. I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. This is not, we're at dinner. The bill at this dinner is going to be $500. The story's better be fucking good. She then says that she got a paper plate and got the bee onto the paper plate and took the bee outside. And she's like, you know, I thought maybe it wasn't dead, but I didn't kill it. Or I thought maybe it was about to die. It wasn't alive, but so good. Like it was on its deathbed. She was talking about how it looked like it was on its deathbed, but she didn't kill it anyway, you know, like with a paper towel or something. So she scooped it up with paper plate and she took it outside. I'm like, oh, please, God, tell me like an alligator walked up and bit you. Like, please let this story have like some fucking amazing part coming up. Please tell me someone naked ran through the yard. And she goes, and then the bee flew off the plate. Oh, fuck. So I told her right there. I said, listen. If someone saved a beehive and a queen bee, your next story has to be followed up with, there was an injured bald eagle in my yard and I captured it and saved it and I took it to the local museum and they healed its wing. You know, fucking save one bee. No, I wasn't embarrassed. Just expect more from her. God damn it. A single bee story followed up after a hive save story. But the guy, I mean, this is going to be no surprise to you. The guy who doesn't believe the Hunter Biden laptop is real, he loved the story. He loved the story. Yeah, listen, saving a bald eagle is a good story. One bee, not so much. Definitely you can't hold the whole dinner table hostage with that story. Mary Mansoor. That was a good, that was so good you should rename the show after it. I saved the bee. Jonathan Ortega. I let the bee go, a naked guy ran by, and the bee stung him in the dick. Dude, amazing. Dude, amazing. Roy Aaron. Savant surrounding himself with betas. I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but there was one yesterday. It was weird. Oh, God. Thank God. I was just wondering how I was going to carry this show for a fucking 90 minutes. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, shit. You're not at the Shattigan. Unless you just got tired of it and went to a hotel.
Yeah, that's what happened. I got so sick of it. I couldn't stand looking at it, honestly. Just with all the shit that I needed to do. So finally, I just left. Went to a hotel.
Greg just told me, Greg gave me a dope flashlight yesterday, and he just texted me saying I left my flashlight at his house. The one he gave me.
What kind of flashlight was it?
I forget, but it's like, hey, dude,
5,000 lumens kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Insane. He showed me, he had it himself, and he lit up a tree from like 150 yards away, like blinded. Like he said that if you left this flashlight on in your backpack, it would start a fire.
Whoa.
So of course he had to get one for me. I'm coming to get it. We have Jits. And then we are going to watch Dave's daughter run the track. Want to come?
Run the track, huh?
Yeah, Dave's daughter has a track meet today.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it's near my house. I want my boys to see her run.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
She's like a distance runner, or
she runs the mile. She runs the 800 and the mile. In the last three meets she's been to, she's won.
Whoa!
And she's a freshman.
The mile is crazy too.
Yeah,
I had some friends that ran the mile, and every time they finished, they would just find the nearest trash can and start violently vomiting.
6 months ago, she was running a mile in 7 minutes, and now she her last track meet, she ran 5:45. Every time she runs it, she sets a PR.
What?
Yeah, crazy. 14 years old.
Oh, my God. She's going to be a sub-5-minute miler soon.
And Dave told me that there's a chick she's running against today that has a sub-5-minute mile. She's the fastest girl in the region.
So that'll be cool for her to see.
Yeah, totally. I'm pumped.
Good competition.
Where are you? Why are you?
I'm in Texas right now.
Don't tell me where you live. You live in Nebraska.
Correct.
Roman. That's where the Shattigan is.
Yep.
And your chick's there too.
Yep. She's still there.
And your cat's there.
Cat's there.
And your mom and dad.
And mom and dad.
Okay. And the 2 acres that the Shattigan sits on. Is the Shattigan just the house or is it the whole place?
I would just say the house itself, because the property is nice. Yeah, like have that land is nice.
Oh, so Shattigan's a bit derogatory.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Oh, shit can. It's a shit can.
Shattigan. That's kind of where it came from. My dad, we were talking about how the ceilings were like very like holy looking, like they're really tall and beautiful, and just, it's obviously not marble or anything like Italian or Roman or Vatican-esque, but it's kind of like a Vatican in a way, like it's a nice, whatever, I don't know. This is what my dad said. So then he's like, oh, it's actually the Shattigan. So we just kind of, it's like a shitty Vatican. So now we just ran with
it. Does he normally come up with cool shit like that?
Yeah. He does. Okay. Like randomly, he'll just like, a song will pop into his head and he'll like re-engineer it into something that's happening at the moment. And he'll like make it something else. Like, I don't know. He's always been very good at thinking up of things on the spot and just, yeah.
Creating words, funny words.
Yeah, exactly.
Mary Mansoor, I cried in the Vatican.
Damn. I would love to go to the Vatican just to see it. My mom went one time.
To see the red shoes. Do you know about the red shoes? Is the Vatican where the Pope is? That's that place?
Yeah.
Yeah. The red shoes are what they wear there. Oh, tell me the story about your mom before I fucking ruin the Vatican for you.
Oh, no. She, my mom, so we used to live over there in Germany, and she took all of her, like, sisters and their kids to the Vatican, but didn't take us.
Oh.
So I'm still kind of bitter about it, but, you know, it's whatever.
Yeah. Hey, that I think that's, like, the typical, every family has that story. Like,
yeah,
like the rich.
They got to go on a cool trip, and we didn't.
Yeah, there's the rich uncle-in-law. So there'll be like a guy who's rich and he marries a woman, and they always bring his extended family on the cool trips, but not the wife's family.
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
So the wife's family's all fucking bitter and shit. But and they're like, yeah, but she sucks the rich dude's dick. Why can't she bring some family?
Exactly.
So the red shoes at the Vatican, supposedly there's guys there who wear red shoes, and the red shoes signify or were made out of the baby's skin of the baby that was life that was sacrificed that you drank the blood from.
What?
Yeah, there's all sorts of dark stories about the Vatican. Who knows if they're true? Who knows if P. Diddy's true? Who knows?
P. Diddy's true.
Where was I? God damn it. I was in the middle of a good story and I got distracted by the shattuck.
Was it about the bees?
No, I'm over the bees. That story was really just about my wife. Oh, so someone said I surround myself with betas. Listen. Fine, I do. I'm like a Jesus figure to betas. I'm like a stepping stone before you become an alpha. I am the way. I am the only way. Is that what Jesus said? I'm the only way to become
the way, the truth, and the light, or something.
Yeah, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. I'm the only way to becoming alpha male. Sit at my feet.
I compared myself to Jesus the other day, and one of my classmates was like, "That is blasphemous." I was like, "Okay,
you can't even compare yourself. Like, what if you wore the same shoes he has? You can't even."
Shit, I guess not. I don't know. What if I liked his shoes?
Yeah, look at my hair. I'm my hair is like Jesus's, but thicker. Sevan is the bridge. Yes, you could. You. My penis is the plank. Walk to me. You are a lily pad. Probably more accurate.
A lily pad?
Like, as a, you know, just like it's something feminine, like to cross on, like they step on. Oh. Come from.
Dang. Okay.
I pictured betas on one side of a stream, and then there's me as this, you know, semi androgynous lily pad, and they step on me to get over to. Mm. It wasn't a pretty picture. I took it as an insult. I played the victim. I was watching James O'Keefe's channel. Oh, I should send you the notes. God, I'm glad you're here. Oh, what are you? Okay, while I get organized, why are you in Texas? Are you getting are you picking out some rare Texas lumber for the Shattuckin to rebuild the Shattuckin?
No, I wish. No, I've got some, I just got put on orders for a little while. So I'm just coming down here and going to a school, for about a month and then be done.
Tell us the truth. Are you at the border? I'm pushing, illegal aliens back across. Have you been called for that? Are you protecting the country?
No, I'm not doing anything like that. It's
are you close
very
to
far
the border?
From that? No, I'm like, basically on the border of Oklahoma and Texas. So I'm way north.
If you were capturing illegals or pushing illegals back or doing something with illegals, would you tell us?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So you're just kicking it at home and you're doing CrossFit and you're diddling in your little podcast hobby thing. And making up words with your dad as you pretend to work on the house as your wife saves people's lives.
Right.
And you get this call from the U.S. government saying, how does that work? You get a letter or a phone call being like, hey, you got to go back. I mean, you quit. You already used to, you're out. You quit the military, right? You did your time.
Yeah. Well, technically, so I'm still in the guard. So I still have like some time left that I owe them because I initially signed for longer than I stayed. So I just have to make up some time with them. And then they just have opportunities to go to schools or go to different things if you want to. So if you just kind of put your name in the hat and you're like, hey, if anything comes up, I'm down to do it.
Like, so you volunteered for this. You didn't have to.
Yeah. No, I didn't have to, but there's just opportunities to go do things. And they just asked if I wanted to, and I said, sure, why not? Don't get very many opportunities like this.
And how long is it?
Just a month.
So, and that's why we haven't seen you Monday through Friday?
Correct.
You can't come home in the morning?
Negative. No.
Why can't you? Listen, people, I'm doing this for you. I'm going to be mean to Caleb for you. I don't want to be mean to him. I don't want to pressure him and put him on the spot. But for you guys, because I know you guys love Caleb, why can't you come on 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 8:30 Pacific Standard Time and then go do National Guard shit?
I would if they allowed us to have any electronics at all.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. So we have to go and like, I can't have my phone or anything. So I'm basically just like, I come back from class and I get in my hotel room and I look at my phone and I have 400 text messages from various group chats and I have to sift through them for the next 5 hours before I go to bed.
Hey, what are you teaching someone? Are you getting continued education yourself, or you're the teacher?
I'm getting educated.
Oh. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's nice. It's all new stuff for me, so I like it.
Is it in your domain, like nursing stuff, medical stuff? No. Mm-mm. Are there guns?
Currently, no.
Caller, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm fucking amazing. I'm so excited. Today's going to be wild. Listen, I came on the show just like, God, really today? And then Caleb's here, and then my Paper Street coffee's good, and then I got to work out some of my demons with my wife about her storytelling at dinner. It's onward and upward. I got new socks from Toe Spacers. Fucking, the day started as probably like a 9.2, and it's like quickly gone over a 10, and I've only been awake for 83 minutes. How's your
incredible
day? How's your day?
Good. It's actually my birthday, and I made a double coffee, and it's hitting triple strength.
Happy birthday.
Hell yeah. Happy birthday, dude.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Are you married?
Yes.
Will you get something special on your birthday, like a standee, or like she'll be on top while you can drink whiskey? Will you get something like special?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if you guys want, I'll tell you.
Isn't that kind of cool? Wives are so cool. My wife always surprises me on my birthday. It's so cool.
No, I'm actually I actually am always amazed by my wife's selflessness when it comes to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, for real. I mean, if I'm being honest, yeah.
Yeah. No, just tending to the shaft on your birthday.
Hell yeah. Good shit.
Yes. Yeah.
My wife's like, I got a standee on my birthday. I'm like, fuck, how did she know? She's like, well, you talk about it every day on the show. I'm like, well, shit. I'm going to talk about it. And I didn't start talking. Anything I talk about on the show, my wife will then, you know, on my birthday, becomes a reality.
Incredible. But I'm going to have to figure out how to make a podcast.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I wanted to get something off my back that's been weighing on me for a while.
You can put it on your wife's back later.
I did last night, and we were discussing. I'm like, hey, I'll take that as a birthday present. You know, you don't got to do that twice.
Damn. Wow.
But she's like, no. So maybe I will.
So there was a what's that called? A dress rehearsal last night.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
That's awesome.
There's a rehearsal there.
That's awesome.
But it was when Frasier made a video with that Will Tennyson guy, and he spent a day with him. And the whole premise of the video was just to spend a day with Frasier.
I'm sorry. Will you hold on? Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah.
In a hurry. Okay. Hold on one second. So I want to address a comment here real quick. That's kind of sad. I get BJs at least 3 to 4 times a week. No one's talking about BJs, but BJs are gross. I would never want anyone's disgusting tongue touching my beautiful penis. That is gross. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's a whole nother thing, but good for that guy. I'm happy for him. I didn't know this was a contest.
Hey, it's like I tell you guys my kids are taking swim lessons and 20 people in my DMs are like, hey, dude, you should get your kids into swimming. It's like, you fuck nut. I just fucking told you a story 4 days in a row about my kids in swimming. Fucking idiots. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so anyways, the premise of the video was for this big YouTuber to spend a day with the biggest CrossFitter.
Yeah.
And go through a day of his training. The premise of the video was not to have Frazier coach him. And it really bugged me when Hiller made this video about how bad of a coach Frazier was, because Frazier wasn't trying to teach him really anything. He was just trying to put him through a day of training. And yes, he had to teach him a few things as fast as he could just so the guy could get through the day. But I don't think Frazier's goal was to coach him in any way, really. And I don't know, that always pissed me off, that I felt like Hiller was taking a cheap shot at him. Frazier wasn't. Yeah.
How about this? Let me throw this on the fire too. Let's fuck ass pound Hiller for a second. My giant Pringle can dong.
And I love Hiller, by the way. I love Hiller, by the way.
Me too. I'm going to be gentle with my Pringle can. Here's the thing too. I guess I don't know Will Tennyson, but I guess his body of work is to go places and make fun of himself. So he's this big, beautiful guy who's really muscly and likes and looked up to and has this huge following. So the whole thing was supposed to kind of be a spoof. It was supposed to be like, just like, hey, let me humble myself in front of Frazier. So put me through some things where I look like a jackass. And instead, but we all know that Hiller has could enter the neuro, what's that called? That division that the adaptive
neuroadaptive.
Yes. Hiller has a TISM. So really we should all feel sorry for Hiller and embrace Hiller. Because or we should think we're retarded for taking every word seriously that a guy with autism is preaching to us. We're being led by a guy who has a little bit of Asperger's or some shit. And so Hiller has this TISM and he shares it. Yeah. And how about all the people who jump in I'm always surprised at all the people who jump in the comments with all the fucking hate, because it's kind of like, once again, like, what are you doing?
I don't know. I think they're just, that's therapy for them. But maybe you're right. Maybe I need to neuroadapt to Hiller at times.
Yeah. There's adaptive athletes. He's an adaptive YouTuber. He's like at the peak of adaptive YouTubers. He should be the poster child. He could enter the Special Olympics. Here's something else too. Frazier should just lean into it and just be like, hey, Andrew, why don't you come here and I'll fucking teach you something. You little hoe.
Oh shit. Ever happen?
I don't know. I think Matt takes himself very seriously, unfortunately. And maybe Matt has a TISM too. I don't know. But Matt just needs to just be like, lean into it. I mean, it would disarm Hiller like so much. Hiller's such a good dude. Like anytime someone pushes back, he doesn't he handles it well. And so Matt should just be like, yo, fuck nut. Oh, great. I'm the 5 times champ and I can't coach well. Okay. Good job, dude. Nice work. Or, you know what I mean?
I would actually respect that.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Dana White thing you talk about.
But also maybe Frazier doesn't even care. Maybe this stuff doesn't even make it on Frazier's radar. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if it does or if it doesn't. That's a lie. But let's pretend like it's not. I don't know if this stuff makes it on Frazier's radar or not, but if it did and it was bothering him, just lean into it. Just be like, yo, come up to here and I'll fucking put you through the same fucking workout, douche canoe.
God, see, isn't that what HWPO needs too? Like just some little bit of fun around their brand or something.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. They should start a seminar for stand-up routines for CrossFitters. And Matt could be their first. Matt could be their first client. Yeah, they need some fun.
Yeah, I would need a free trial on that. I don't know if I'd pay initially. That doesn't jump off the page to me as it's something entertaining. Yeah. But
hey, dude, he didn't become He didn't become the 5-time champ without being serious as a heart attack. So there might be a real steep learning curve for Frazier to become more malleable.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Get rid of O'Keefe. I think O'Keefe's the saving grace, dude. O'Keefe's nice as fuck.
Really? I kind of feel like O'Keefe is super PC.
I see how you might think that, but he's an agent. He's trying to get along with everyone. He's the way I take it is he's not putting himself first, and so he's just kind of listening. You know what I mean? So if you were like, remember he spoke out against the Griner bitch, the chick who got busted for weed in Russia and was like, meh,
oh, meh. I didn't know that.
So when that bitch got traded for like the world's gnarliest killer, you know, we traded some guy who's like kills grandmothers who we had hostage here, some Russian spy.
Yeah. Most notorious arms dealer.
Yeah, something like that. Most notorious arms dealer in the world. O'Keefe spoke out against that. He's like, what the fuck? I just think O'Keefe is like, he's not going to, he's trying to make it so that HWPO can swim in all waters. It's you know what I mean? He's not speaking on Black Square.
He doesn't want to speak for his athletes.
Yeah, exactly. And he stays friendly with everyone. And I think that that's the agent's job. Like if someone calls and is like, fuck, if someone on the internet posts like, fuck you, Matt's a fucking asshole. He doesn't know how to coach or shit. O'Keefe's job is to call the guy and be like, hey, dude, you know, let's FaceTime and talk this out. And why you think that?
Right. I guess I just wish
like, I don't see him as a tool. I don't see O'Keefe as a tool at all. I don't see him as like, I don't see him as fake.
No, but I see a lot of times, and I guess what you're saying would make sense, but when he answers his questions, he's very crafty about it. Whereas, you know, which is by nature not really genuine. I mean, it's, you know what I mean? Almost like a politician. Now, obviously his motivations for that are more noble than a politician, but I would just like to see him one time be like, hey, I'm just going to speak my own personal opinions. And they don't reflect the opinions of my athletes. And here we go. And then just hear him spill it all. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. Mm.
Yeah, that would.
But I've taken up enough time of your show. I'm sure the callers want me to get or the listeners want me to get off. So have a great day.
Hey, what time? What time do you think? What time do you think your birthday present will happen?
Apparently, like early afternoon.
Oh. And what time zone?
Afternoon delight. Okay.
Isn't that weird
that's
to
exactly
think?
What I was thinking, Caleb.
You think someone's ejaculating 24 hours a day somewhere on the planet? There's that involuntary somewhere. There's always a penis like firing.
Oh, I would say thousands at any given moment.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Just this road as the earth spins. Imagine a graphic just showing penises firing. The baby batter just as it rotates and just the oh god, it would be amazing.
Can you imagine? Yeah, like a red dot just lighting up wherever a penis is coming.
Yeah.
Just seeing a map of that.
Yeah.
Jesus. It would look like a Christmas tree or Christmas light show.
Hey, you know,
you see one in the middle of the ocean and it's actually a whale.
What do you think that the No, humans, Caleb, only. No.
Oh, sorry.
Caleb is on point today.
Caleb's very inclusive. Caleb's doing his best effort to be O'Keefe. He's just being very inclusive. What do you think the ratio is? So let's go back 100 years compared to people ejaculating alone to ejaculating with someone else in the room. I bet you 100 years ago, it's like, I don't know, I'm going to guess 6%. 200, let's say 200
oh my
years
God,
ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 6% of the ejaculations were solo ejaculations. Maybe less than 6%.
Well, I would say 6% of what they are now, but I still think people were whacking it at least more than 6% of the time. But I think now,
the amount
of masturbation now is off the charts.
Do you,
I might be projecting.
Yeah, right. Listen. Do you see something every day that makes you chub up involuntarily? That's like it's like not even in your you weren't even planning to chub up.
And, yeah, I'm gonna cut you off right there. Yes.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? Like that didn't happen 200 years ago.
Oh well, I mean, people were look at how pilgrims dressed.
Jesus. You're just let's say someone's like, hey, what's the weather today? And you look at your phone. And you open it up to go to the weather app and Instagram's open and all you just happen to see something and your penis reacts to it just instantaneously. You feel some movement in your pants like that shit wasn't hat tits. That shit wasn't happening 200 years ago.
Yeah, no, actually, this is a whole other thing, but people are saying like nowadays humans' brains are super over-sexualized. Yeah, because of stuff like that. Or like pop-up ads on like, yeah, you'll be on something so generic. You'll be on like the Mayo Clinic or whatever, and there'll be a pop-up with some chick with, like you say, 8 inches of cleavage.
Yeah, yeah. Like yeah. Daniel Brandon's yeah, mom. Daniel crazy. Brandon's mom. Like I was just trying to watch the Daniel Brandon documentary and all of a sudden I'm attracted to her mom. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
There's this one
Your
chick
intentions
on,
were pure.
Yeah.
There's this one chick on Instagram. She'll pop up and she just has like this very like beautiful face. And as soon as I see it, I'm like, yep, Chub.
Yeah, Chub. People don't understand.
God damn it.
And you're like, I don't want a Chub.
She doesn't even talk about anything sexual. It's all like politics and shit. I'm just like, damn, I'll listen to anything you say.
And they have a girl. They have a braless girl with big tits who's 20 pounds overweight, who's an expert on every subject now, like on chopping wood, on golfing, like fishing, like anywhere you go. There's an expert with the braless giant tits on the subject.
Jana Breslin. Right.
Like in their grease stuff.
Like who?
Jana Breslin. Is that her name?
Oh, that girl's ridiculous. Hey,
yeah. Do you ever think about?
Yeah, that's her. Her.
I was gonna say.
I don't even go to accounts like that. I don't even go to accounts like this. If I see this, I swipe as fast as I can away from that shit. Like I want to be accidentally chubbed. Like if you're there, I mean. Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, I was just going to say, do you know what I think is a little sexist too, is that it's frowned upon that us dudes, like if we'll like a girl will walk by and we'll like glance at her ass real quick. Like we can't help that. I don't think anyone without a penis realizes what it's like to be this horny.
Well, what you're doing is you can help it, but you're fighting against your biology the whole fucking time. You don't even want to do anything to it. You just want to see it. And then I would say
you just have to see it.
Yeah. Okay. You just have to see it.
You have to see it. That's what it feels like, at least.
Yeah. I'm done fighting my biology.
So it's like if you're going to eat paleo, then you got to also look at asses. Otherwise, it'd be contradictory.
Yeah. But I don't think you need to look at I don't think you need to look at the ass and then start indulging it. Like you don't have to be like someone's delivering food to the table next to you and you look at it. I don't start imagining myself eating it, right? Like I don't look at an ass and all of a sudden just imagine myself fucking balls deep buried in the girl. I just look at it and then move on.
Sometimes I just want to stare at my wife's
ass. Yeah, is it?
Yeah. Well, I think you can indulge in your wife's.
I know, but I'm just saying, and sometimes I just want to look at it.
Yeah.
Like I just want to observe her butt.
Yeah. Excuse me, can you do 1,000 squats? What for? I just wanted to watch.
I just want to see your butt move.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes it'll be a female that 100%, I wouldn't necessarily be into. But still, my eyes will dart down to the booty.
Yeah. I think that's normal. They have to. I want to kick someone's ass here in the comments. Who is it? Where is it? It's that dude turntable. What the fuck is his comment? He had a fucking comment. That guy fucking, I did this great bit on Danielle Brandon. I don't know if you heard it, caller, but I did this bit where basically I posted this video, or someone posted a video that we shot when we did the behind the scenes, and we posted it on our Instagram account. It's her doing kettlebell swings. She looks like a fucking 20 out of 10. And we asked her to collab on it and she didn't respond. And then some company asked if they could purchase it. And then we told them yes. And we told them how much and they didn't respond. And then next thing we know, it's on her Instagram account. So I did a whole bit about how she stole it, but it's obviously just a fucking joke, right? And I cut the clip and someone in the comments wrote, you can still take this down. It's like, how about fuck you? What are you? Are you autistic?
Take it down for what?
Turntable wrote that. You can still take this down. How about fuck you?
What the fuck?
There's an epidemic of lack of social awareness.
Yeah. God damn it, Danielle. You stole this from me.
Yeah, she did for sure.
So what are you watching? Can you see the screen, caller?
No, I exited out of the video to not fuck up the audio or something.
Yeah, you can see like she's swinging kettlebells, and you can just take your time and just cruise and check out everything. Her calves, her feet.
Yeah, I know exactly what video you're talking
her
about.
Her butt, her stomach.
Her shoulders. I meant to tell you guys this, and I don't mean to put her on blast, but my best buddy is in the teams.
He mashed Danielle.
He matched with her on Hinge.
What?
I am not kidding you. And he's not a big
like Tinder.
It's like a classy version of Tinder.
Oh, please.
That's amazing.
I am not. No. I mean, that's serious. He's not really a big CrossFitter. And he was just like, he's like, hey, does this girl do CrossFit? And he showed me her. I was like, holy shit. That is Danielle Brandon.
And so I'm like, dude, he liked her and then she liked him?
No, she liked him.
Yeah. Cause
he must have accepted it.
Yeah.
Or is that, yeah. What is it? Something like that.
Hinge, the female has to like the dude. Like the female has to initiate conversation with the dude. Mm.
So what happens next?
Okay, that's
progressive.
What happens?
Well, and then
next?
Here's the tragic part. She's like definitely not his type, and so he didn't even pursue it. This was like a year ago.
Wait, she's not his type?
Correct. Yeah. Oh, I knew you'd be disappointed, but yeah.
Wait a second. So listen.
Don't seals go after fucking crazy chicks?
Listen. I might not be the kind of guy to drive a tank, and I might, but if the opportunity comes to get in a tank and fire the turret, I'm getting in and doing it.
Damn right.
And is he okay?
Yeah, man. He does great for himself. He's just more of a, like, you know, piano lessons, church on Sunday kind of guy.
Dude.
Oh, man.
What is a good soul but a teacher for a soul that's rough around the edges? I mean, hey, dude, he just hates himself or he's gay. Listen, that...
Most of you guys
are.
My God.
I know.
Listen,
I know.
How dare
we were urging.
Hey, Hiller plays the piano great. Probably a lot of people don't know that. He's a great pianist. Amazing pianist.
I think that's probably a common quality amongst his neuroadaptive category.
Yeah, probably true. But listen, he your friend sounds racist.
What?
I don't know. Go with it. Just go with it. Be like, yeah, please.
From now on, he's racist because of that.
I mean, why would you? I can't think of any other reasons why. Does he think it's bad for the climate if he dates Danielle? Maybe that's why. He's a climate change guy. He doesn't want to have to do a long distance relationship.
I don't know. We were at the bar and we were on the subject for an hour and a half. Like, you have to do this for all of us. You know, he's that guy who's always been able to do the things that we just can't. We're like, dude, it's not even about you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, dude, just you're a seal. With her.
Read scripture to her.
What do you think her reaction would be to that?
She'd be happy. Listen, these nice. She gets hit on by the same fucking retards all the time. She needs a new kind
That's
of,
true.
She needs a new kind of dude. Hey, man, oh man!
Yeah.
Imagine being a Christian dude and marrying a non-Christian, and then fucking showing her the way, and she wakes up to the fucking glory of God. That would be so much better than just fucking marrying like something that was just straight off the shelf already, fucking pre-made Christian. Man,
that is actually so true.
Hey, can you get a screenshot of that? Did he take a screenshot of that match?
Maybe. I kind of feel bad because I know this is kind of, I don't even know if people know that she was on there. So I don't, now I'm kind
of
feeling bad.
Oh, she don't give a flying fuck. That's what's so cool about her.
Okay. All right. But
hey, for all we know, she just goes through and does match for every dude on there just to fuck with them.
If you're on a dating app,
you know what I mean? Hey, she
yeah,
that would be great
point.
If she would come on here and just be like, yeah, I only pick the ugly dudes. Just to fuck with them.
No, I assure you, this guy is a thoroughbred. Like he nobody was reaching on that match. That was an equal match.
Man.
This guy's a beast. Yeah.
All right. Hey, you know what? I'm guessing. Right, well, I'm guessing your buddy's into anorexic chicks. That's my final.
I do think the amount of muscle fibers had a little bit to do with it, which again, disappointed, but I'm just, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Imagine licking the sweat out of that, like those crevices, those striations in her tricep where her tricep and bicep meet.
We did not mention that when we were trying to sell it. That might have been what sealed the deal.
They're just puddles.
Forgot about the striation.
Her muscles are so deep. There's like puddles of swimming pools for bees, little puddles where that bees can come and drink the nectar.
It's quite a visual.
Yeah. When she lays on her back, her stomach muscles, the little pools of sweat that come there is a feeding area for mosquitoes. No, let's go with bees, honeybees.
What the fuck?
Well, there you go. You asked if I get a little penis movement every day, and there you go.
I just
thank
gave
you.
It to you. Yeah.
It sure did.
Maybe we should nickname her the Queen of Bees.
Queen Bee.
Queen Bee.
Add it to the list.
All right.
All right, you guys. I'm going to go work out. I'm sorry, listeners, for interrupting the show.
Right.
But have a great day, you too.
Okay, bye.
Later, dude.
Bye. Yeah, turntable. I thought that was a funny bit I did with Danielle. I thought it was wonderful. I was able to show that I don't care if people steal from me. That was the point of the bit. There's this House of Representatives lady. I'm going to pull up her wiki page. Sheila Jackson. Oh, there she is. Let me see if I can find her on wiki. She's a Texas House of Representatives chick. Oh, here we go. Let me see. Sheila Jackson. Sheila Jackson was born January 12, 1950. She's an American lawyer and politician who is the U.S. representative for Texas. Oh, for the entire state of Texas. Holy shit. For Texas's 18th congressional district. She served since 1995. Wow, no shit. So she's been in Congress for...
She's been in Congress for as long as I've been alive.
29 years. She was born in Queens, New York. She graduated from Yale University and the University of Virginia Law School.
Wow.
Yeah, impressive, right?
Go her.
She's been a supporter of many progressive policies.
What does that mean?
Oh, I'm going to show you, buddy.
Progressive policies.
This is some crazy shit I'm about to show you. Kenneth DeLapp, terrible call. Really? That was one of my favorite.
Oh, that was a good one.
I'm in rare form today. I'm in a fun spot. I can make anything fun today. However, as no can dude, UFC 300, holy
yeah,
Caleb, dude. Are you gonna get to watch that?
Honestly, I might just buy it and watch it. I'll probably watch it tonight.
Jackson Lee announced her candidacy for the 2023 Houston mayoral election in March of that year. In the first round, she placed second behind State Senator John Whitmer. However, as no candidate crossed the 50% threshold to win outright, a runoff election occurred in December 9, 2003. Despite several key endorsements, Jackson Lee lost the election. On December 11th, she filed to run for re-election for her congressional seat and would successfully win the Democratic primary on March 5th, 2024. So listen, the people of Texas just elected this chick.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Can you pull up the Instagram video? I think I sent you. It says Sheila Jackson. Okay. You're not even going to fucking believe what I'm about to show you. This is her take on the eclipse.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, no, dude. Here we go.
Barkley is sick of the eclipse.
Well, y'all, some of them losers standing outside watching that today.
Primetime knows at least one person who was very excited. Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday, she went to a high school in Texas to teach kids about science and space. It didn't go well.
You've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases.
Huh?
And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon. The gas is such that we could do that. The sun is a mighty powerful heat that is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable. I don't know about you. I want to be first in line to know how to live and to be able to survive on the moon. That's another planet, which you're going to see shortly.
What the fuck? Holy fuck, dude. Holy fuck, dude. Holy shit, dude. This fucking chick was elected in March, dude.
Hello.
I didn't know it was almost impossible to.
No, I'm okay.
No,
gracias. Thank you very much. I
dude,
appreciate
speak
it.
Her language to her, dude. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I'm still working on that. Muchas gracias.
Yeah, just say Graciano's name. Graciano.
Graciano. Okay.
Holy shit. Hey, let's play a little bit more. Tell that bitch not to interrupt again.
I sent her away. It's okay. She'll come back tomorrow.
Okay, here we go.
Sheila is spreading moon misinformation. The moon is not a planet, and it is not made up of gases. She should have known that. She graduated from Yale and was a ranking member on the Space and Aeronautics Subcommittee. These politicians are clueless. They worked in the real world. She would have been fired a long, long time ago, and she is still trying to fix those glasses.
Dude, that's crazy. She just spent the entire clip trying to put those fucking glasses on.
It's unfucking real, dude.
Oh my god.
I heard this juror say, or I read it. I can't remember if I read it or saw it. A juror from the OJ case say that we all knew OJ was guilty. We did it to pay back for Rodney King. I'm just like, where the fuck do we live?
Are you talking about that CNN broadcast where the lady's like, well, you know.
That was something else, too. That was wild, yeah. Too. Yeah, that was a little different, but that was crazy, too.
It's like, you know, it just goes to stand that, you know, you can't just blame black people for killing white people.
Listen, if anyone says they went to Yale or Harvard or Stanford, you should just think retard. No, that's too gentle. Imbecile.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh my god. I thought she was in the House of Representatives in Texas. She's like, she goes to DC.
That's big government, right? Oh, it's so bad. I love that she tries to look up at the sun even when her glasses aren't on. She's like, oh, okay, yeah, nope, not ready yet.
Oh my god.
It's impossible. We're just living.
How about this? There's one up there that says Kamala Harris. Let's see this one. Oh, this guy was on the show.
Tyler Fisher?
Yeah, Tyler Fisher. I can't believe he almost looks normal. He was so... He's really Hollywooded up. He's upped his game. Look at him.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, here we go.
Joe Biden's not doing good. Not doing great, man. If he wins, Kamala Harris will be the president. Don't worry, I don't do an impression of Kamala Harris. Obviously, it's not okay for a white guy to do an impression of a retarded hyena. So,
whoa.
There's the line. I'm not crossing the line.
Whoa.
I know that joke was offensive to hyenas, but I had to just... That divided the room. Is this divided politically? Literally the whole right side. I'm down here now. Forget you guys. I'm coming down. Let's go. Let's go. Build the wall. No. Finish the wall.
Wow. It's good, right? Oh, Kamala got... What a mess that is. What
that's so fucking good.
Oh, I never liked that word privilege when people are like, that person's privilege, that person's privilege, that's privilege. Like I feel like that's just intellectually lazy. Like, what exactly do you mean privilege? Is Hunter Biden privileged? Because if he's privileged, being privileged isn't a good thing. They act like it's like some sort of thing like Is Jay-Z privileged? Is P. Diddy privileged? What does that mean to be privileged? You're born with a mom and dad, and so you're privileged. But I finally realized what the privileged class is. It's right below short men.
The privileged class is right below short men.
No, that no. This is it. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Watch this.
And look at Seattle's migrant crisis yesterday. The city told them they have no more dinero to pay for their free hotel rooms. They overstayed their welcome, and it was time to go. But the ungrateful guests, along with liberal activists, took over a high school tennis court. And when investigative journalist Jonathan Cho went there to check it out, they freaked out.
They're essentially extorting the city. They're saying, look, if they don't get money, if they don't get resources, if they don't get motels, they're going to stay. They're going to protest. They're going to create, again, you know, chaos. What an attitude of entitlement.
Wait. I love the way he said motels.
Not hotels.
Yeah, motels. It sounded gangster, right?
Yeah.
Motel. Like almost like he was saying hotels, but because of his affectation. But he's a Chinese guy. But if that had been a black guy, I'd have been like, oh, did he say hotels or motel? Motels.
Motels.
So before we finish this, the story here is that these people steal and do drugs, and then as taxpayers, we would give them shelter. They steal and do drugs. That's their vocation, is stealing, and their pastime is drugs. And so they haven't prioritized shelter. So we gave them shelter. And then when we stop giving them shelter, they take over the kids' high school. That is privileged. That's the only privileged thing I've seen in my life. I mean, that is crazy privileged. Okay, let's keep listening to Mr. Waters.
To last month, radical migrant activists bum-rushed a city council meeting, demanding free housing. Six were arrested. One suspect is being represented by a 70-year-old Seattle public defender, Stephanie Muller, who says her client's innocent.
She's really nice. She's really smart. She sounds like she's got the right idea about things. I really support what she's up to, and I think it's fabulous. How about that?
God, she's accused of, what is it, criminal trespass?
In the first degree.
Caleb, yes. That's the public defender. That's the public defender.
Nuh-uh.
Hey, dude, I showed this to my mom, and my mom ran from my cell phone. I'm like, hey, mom, have you seen Seattle's public defender? And I showed her, and my mom, like, fled. So migrants get arrested. People get arrested for storming the blah, 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 whatever, some city meeting, and this is their public defender.
Oh, my God. What is that?
You're supposed to just stare at that. That's how that thing shows up to work, by the way.
It's a clown.
That thing had, yeah. I had a friend who was, a friend who was a anesthesiologist, and he said that there is a boob size that they're called money makers. It's like once you cross over a certain boob size, like it's like 100% those women basically make money fucking.
Jeff Bezos' wife?
And that's the size. Yeah, Bezos' wife. This, yeah. There's like a size. They're called money makers. And he says it's just like. So this guy has money makers.
Wow. You think that's a side hustle? Public defender, OnlyFans?
It's just.
Oh, my God. Look at the.
Sleeky, is anyone's penis moving now? No, that's a good point.
If you cut the head off, maybe.
Look at Caleb. Very open-minded.
Jesus.
I don't get this joke. How does a tranny person kill someone? They slash them.
They slash them? He slash him? She slash they? Sees them there?
Do trannies use weird pronouns? I think they just want he.
No, I think they
or she.
That's probably where it originated, right? She, her.
I'm a she, hey, her. David, you would so fuck this thing. Like, if I were to guess, if anyone in the audience would fuck this thing, it would be you. Come on, dude. Be cool. Make yourself vulnerable.
Give it a shot. You never know. Yeah,
you would so pound that thing.
With a paper bag over its head.
And if you wouldn't, you should know that's my impression of you.
Wow. Aw, this is sad.
I know. I know. Instagram doesn't let me put my pronouns as Chick-fil-A. I tried some weird pronouns too. That yeah, only certain pronouns are. Allowed. I know. And doesn't that defeat the whole purpose of having pronouns?
Right. You, why put a limit on it? You should be able to put whatever you want.
It's crazy.
Instagram let me put my business page as a waste management business.
They would or wouldn't?
They did. Like I just clicked it. Waste management company. That's my Instagram page.
Oh, that's cool.
You can be whatever you want.
A turntable. Just so you know, Sevan, I heard your comments earlier. Well, thank you for appreciate. I appreciate that. Appreciate you letting me know that my rebuttal to your YouTube comment was heard. That's kind of you. You could have just left me hanging. I just don't have a response. I don't have. I don't think you need just in there. I think you can just. I don't have a response.
Your response is that you don't have a response.
I mean, what was your implication that there was something wrong about it? It was a comedy bit. It was a bit. It was just to be like, yo, this bitch schooled me. It was just a bit. You can still delete this. Yeah, that means like did something wrong. Yeah, it's supposed to be funny. It was just supposed to be a funny bit. It's kind of my way of like courting Danielle. I thought it was funny. No?
I guess turntable didn't think so.
Yeah. Maybe funny's too strong. Maybe I think too much of myself. Maybe it's just entertaining. So there's this guy, Jerome Powell. He heads the Federal Reserve. He's head of the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve has levers that affect our economy. I'm no expert in it. That's for certain. And sorry, I'm texting with Greg. And there's the guy who runs it is named Jerome Powell. And so James O'Keefe caught a guy who claims to work at the Federal Reserve. Even on his LinkedIn page, he claims to be a principal economist that advises Jerome Powell at the Federal Reserve. And mm-hmm. James O'Keefe caught him on tape basically saying, the summation of it is that, hey, Jerome Powell will do things to hurt Trump so that he can't get reelected or get elected over what's best for the economy and what's best for the American people. And his job is to do to help, you know, to put the economy of the United States in first. But he also prioritizes equity, inclusion and climate change over what's best for the economy.
Makes sense.
And it's a fucking amazing grab. I'll show you a tiny little bit of. Oh, here we go. Here it is. There's like three different videos on it, but you should go over it. If you haven't seen this, you should watch James O'Keefe do this. It's pretty amazing. We'll watch like a minute of it here. You give you guys a little taste. Here we go.
Aurel Hiesmo over the phone because I'm on assignment on the border. We're gonna do it anyway. Here we go.
Hey, are you friend? Are you? Friend, she's on the phone right here.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Hey, actually works for me. My name is James O'Keefe. We're doing a story on the Federal Reserve, and you're on tape talking about Jerome Powell, who you work for, and you're saying that his legacy is to stop Trump. So I just wanted to get some more information about what you meant by that.
I never said that. I never said that.
He's doing it for the legacy. He wants to be remembered in history as like.
You think he wants to be remembered for what he's done? He wants to go down in history.
Yeah.
As what?
As somebody who held the line against like Trump.
I can quote you if you'd like.
No, I never said that. I would never say that.
We have you on tape saying a bunch of things about Donald Trump. You said, quote, held the line against Donald Trump. Did you not say that?
No, I didn't say that.
As somebody who held the line against like Trump.
I'm not commenting on this.
Well, you already did comment. You said that Jerome Powell, who you work for, you are a principal economist at the Federal Reserve, aren't you?
I'm not talking anymore to this.
Well, you already did talk to my friend. You sung like a canary. You told her that
I love the word. Imagine being a PhD in economics, working at the Federal Reserve, being an advisor to the fucking guy who fucking pulls the biggest levers on the U.S. economy, and getting fucking caught on tape because you're chasing down some pussy. It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, hey, that's just the reality of it. James is catching so many people. It's all dudes who want to ejaculate. He's not catching any women. It circles us back to the beginning of the show.
Wow. Full circle.
Yeah. James poses as a gay guy dating guys and getting and wearing wires and cameras in on them because those guys want to ejaculate. They have tons of other guys who are dating chicks who are trying to ejaculate. Yeah, the beaver hunt.
That's right.
Beaver hunt.
It's probably hard for gay guys to find other gay guys, so or new other gay guys. So when James comes around, he's just a fine piece of ass.
It's amazing. God. O'Keefe has been posing as a gay dude dating these guys for information. Yeah.
That's fucking amazing. It's crazy these people don't know yet.
What's weird is though, you never see dudes wearing wires in and catching women. Not one. I'm going to go in there. This chick's going to want to fuck me so bad. She's going to sing like a canary. Like, that just doesn't work on girls.
No. It sure doesn't.
Damn. I mean, the girls are like, hey, I'm like you saw Stephanie Mueller, the DA of, that's how it works with guys. You just wear a low cut blouse. Hey, you know why it doesn't work on guys? Like, imagine you're a guy trying to snare a woman on a date, but instead you would start wanting to really fuck her, even though you're supposed to be an undercover agent, and the whole thing would go sideways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it would just backfire. It just doesn't work that way.
Right. How embarrassing. These people are so dumb.
Hey, did someone actually tell me what Schrodinger's cat was? At one point, I thought I saw that. I should probably circle back and make sure I Let me see. Hey, you could put a Schrodinger's cat is a famous thought experiment that demonstrates the idea in quantum physics that tiny particles can be in two states at once until they're observed. Until they're observed. Wow. It asks you to imagine a cat in a box with a mechanism that might kill it until you look inside. The cat is both alive and dead at the same time. Can someone explain that to me? It doesn't even make sense to me.
It's like if a tree were to fall in the woods, but nobody's around it, did it actually make a noise? Is that kind of the same?
Lilu says that Stamos could wear a wire in on her. Well, I'm extrapolating that. Are you going to figure it out and explain it to me?
I'm trying. Yeah.
Schrodinger's cat for idiots.
Yeah, I'll work on it.
A flask of poison. Oh, let me read that one. Let me see that one. A cat, a flask of poison and radioactive source connected to a Geiger counter are placed in a sealed box. As illustrated, the objects are in a state of superposition. The cat is both alive and dead.
Because you can't see it?
The cat's not dead. The flask is shattered, releasing the poison which kills the cat. The Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics implies that after a while, the cat is simultaneously alive and dead, yet when one looks in the box, one sees the cat either alive. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What is this? Haley telling me a story? Did my wife write that fucking explanation for Schrodinger's? Jesus Christ. Pick a better animal. Makes sense. All right. Yeah, maybe Jeffrey Birchfield could explain it to me.
Probably. Smart guy.
Oh, here we go.
There it is.
Hi, Heather. Heather Rakowski, our in-house physics. She's the equivalent to John Young, but in physics. John's the expert in game shit. She's our physics expert. It's a theoretical construct that, until observed, the subject is plausibly in either state. Well, no shit.
That makes sense, but it's still weird.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, if a tree falls on my house and kills me, and no one observes it, I could still be alive.
Right. I think that's, yeah.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Jeffrey Birchfield. What the fuck happened? Well, look at his Jesus. Look at his avatar, his picture. Jeffrey Birchfield, a profile picture. If the area around an atom is mostly empty space, why can we not walk through walls? Well, you know, because of the electron shell. No. Whatever that shell is around the outside, that border that's around the outside of a cell that the electron lives in.
Is that the young version of Jeff? Because that's amazing.
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah.
Jeff, can you send a picture of yourself so Caleb knows what he's going to look like in 74 years?
40. Wow, it is him.
Yes.
That's pretty incredible.
Is he saying yes to my the cell wall?
Oh.
Or?
I don't know.
I moved my kids' jiu-jitsu class today from 10 a.m. to 9 a.m. so that I could go see Dave's daughter run.
Oh, cool.
This takes a little while to build up, this one here. New York City is now sending and buying flights for migrants to move around the country. Now, remember, New York was pissed because Texas was flying and busing migrants to... Oh, I got hot from these socks, these toe spacer socks. Wow. And it's raining here. By the way, if you hear anything about drought in California for the next 10 years, you know that we're fucked because it has been raining now for 2 years straight. These are great socks if you want to stay warm. These toe spacers, they'll live in here. Keep my feet warm. Next to my CEO socks that I haven't even worn yet. So New York is now sending migrants elsewhere. So look, this is in Utah. This guy was flown from New York to Utah. So now New York's taking a page out of Texas's book and is like, fuck you, we'll send him over here. This is getting ridiculous.
I don't think the Mormons will stand for this.
Aquí llevo 8 meses, pero Estados Unidos tengo un año y 8 meses.
¿Dónde llegaste primero?
Yo estaba en Nueva York. Yo me vine a Nueva York para acá, para Utah, porque una familia me iba a recibir aquí, pero no me recibieron.
Ok, ahí en Nueva York ellos pagaron por su boleto para venir aquí a Utah.
No, no lo dieron gratis.
¿Por bus o por
aéreo?
Avión. Y ahí en Nueva York están tratando de como echar muchos migrantes y están pagando por boletos para que ellos vienen a
otra ciudad. Para que salgan en otra ciudad, claro. Para ellos poder despejar su sitio donde ellos están.
Due to the high amount of migrants in New York City, the city is slowly collapsing with them having spent billions of dollars fighting this crisis. Now Mayor Adams is sending migrants and buying plane tickets and bus tickets for migrants to leave the city, sending them all throughout the country to sanctuary cities and sanctuary states.
¿Cuánto tiempo lleva aquí?
Billions.
Oh my god.
Shit show, right?
100%. Massive shit show. Absolute disaster.
Is this true? Mormon leadership has been co-opted by the globalists. They'll do whatever they're told. Is that really true? The Mormons they got captured?
What does that even mean? What are globalists?
I don't know, but I'm no fucking that's WO, World Economic Forum, guys. You'll have nothing and enjoy it. Klaus Schwab. California now has reservoirs at approximately 115%. Now, listen, Mike. Listen. I'm no fucking math expert. But you cannot have something at 115%.
I mean, wouldn't it just be 15% over what it max fill is?
I don't know. I don't know.
Whatever it is, it's wrong.
Oh yeah, how did the Mormons jump on the 49er? That's a good question.
I don't know. I don't think I have any Mormon friends to ask. Maybe I'll find one.
Do you think the Buttery Bros took the vaccine?
Nah. I don't have any reason to.
No, they had to travel a lot. This story is going to fucking freak you out. Sorry, I'm taking your job. This is crazy. So this woman is gay right here. And so I guess that means she's a lesbian. She has a vagina and she likes other vagina. And she's married to a guy that's transitioned to a woman. I think that's what it is. She's married to a tranny.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm telling you that just so you know. So she has some street cred.
Yeah.
She dabbles in the arts, the LGBTQZ arts. Okay, here we go. Watch this. Listen to this.
For having me.
You describe yourself as a queer woman married to a transgender man.
Yes.
And you're a member of the LGBTQ community, and you went there to do something good, something positive at this clinic in St. Louis. What changed your mind?
A number of things. We started to see patients who were experiencing very significant medical harms, being rushed to the emergency room with lacerations requiring stitches. We had patients contact us who were begging to have body parts put back on within months of having surgeries. And the thing that kept happening is every time I would raise concerns and ask about the protocols and ask about the guidelines, this is just how the industry works. If a child says they're trans, there's no questioning it. We just say, yep, you're trans. What would you like?
You're telling me that a 12 or 13-year-old who can't decide which pajamas to wear can come in and say, I've decided that I want to transition. And with no more than a couple of hours or two visits, not even a couple of hours, two visits, they say, okay, start taking this, start doing this, which alters their biochemistry in a way that you can't come back from.
Correct.
And you say you saw dramatic increases in
What did she think she was going to see there? Imagine thinking you're going to help someone chop their penis off and then seeing it go down and being like, oh, this is fucked. Like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, I wonder if she thought that like her husband or wife or whatever the fuck that is. It's like, oh yeah, it works great. This is exactly who I thought I should be and want to be, and I feel great and I feel fine. And then she's like, I'm gonna keep doing that for everybody else. That's not really how that works.
Oh, that was her thinking. You're right. Hey, when someone says they're a transgender man,
yeah,
do you know how they present to the world? As a man or a woman? I don't even know what that means. I don't even know how to like to do the algebra. Does a transgender man mean that you were a man and now you present as a woman, or you're a transgender man mean you were a woman, now you present like a man?
I think they were a woman and then they transitioned to be a man.
Oh, okay. So
I had a professor who was married to a woman who transitioned to be a man, and they named themselves Butch. And I think they said that they were a transgender man.
Okay. So it's what you land at.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, I think I could try to remember that. Hey, and do you think that man sitting next to her used to be a woman? That's the husband? Watch this thing in the suit.
Teenage girls that had
that thing.
No previous history of gender distress.
No.
I was going to say, because he turned out good.
Yeah, that's a handsome man.
All right.
They suddenly declared themselves transgender and demanded immediate testosterone blockers.
Yeah.
Jamie, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You describe yourself as...
Jeez, man. What the fuck?
Can you tell us what they're teaching you right now, like in this month of training, what you're learning?
No.
You can't?
No.
Wouldn't it be weird if you were learning how to support trannies post-op in the military? If that was your...
If that was it? Yeah, dude. I was learning... I don't... Yeah, if I was
that
learning
could be
that...
It, right?
I
would... Because you are in the... You serve in the U.S. military as a medical personnel.
Correct.
And the U.S. military does do transition surgeries, right?
I don't know if we do. Yeah, let's just say yes.
Well, you don't know if they do them, but they, the U.S. government's paid for some.
Correct. Yep.
Exactly. And so you might be in a course right now. Like, I could make this story up and I could be like possibly 1% right. There's probably the U.S. military has people who work there that help reintegrate people after they've had some body parts removed or added.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've worked with quite a few doctors or like providers. We'll just call them providers that have patients who are regularly seeing them for post-op treatment.
Like so, their balls are like where they created their balls, they might be unraveling or something.
Right. Or yeah, they need like crazy amounts of pain meds or mental health. Like they need like a anti-depression, anti-whatever, kill yourself shit.
Dude, what if your job in the U.S. military was to just do follow-up on breast augmentations that women in the military had had? That's all you did.
Dude.
Someone must have that job.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cause so the military will give you one free, like,
cosmetic surgery.
Right. So you can, like, if you have some sort of issue, like you have like, what is it called? Like body dysmorphia or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't like the way your boobs look, then you can just get a boob job. And I mean, Mary asked, would the military pay for you to get a nose job or just change my gender? They'd pay for both if you really wanted to.
God, can you imagine being a girl and putting, like, being in the U.S. military is probably crazy enough as a girl, but then just putting some big old D's on there, your shit would be fucking chaotic.
I don't know how any women in the military have body issues because the dudes just go nuts about every single one of them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Dude, you should, as soon as they get out of basic training and they start going to some school, it's like any woman they see, they just want a bone.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking, that's your natural state between the age of 12 and till you die.
Right, exactly.
It's just at a heightened sense at 20. Yeah, what a weird thing. They got to kick, they got to not let women in the military.
They got to remove them all.
Yeah, they do.
Shit gets crazy, man. That's why you see so many, like, 19, 20-year-old dudes get married to a woman and as soon as they finish basic training, they're like, I love this woman. And you're like, no, you just finally found somebody who sucks your dick good.
Hey, well, and Gary Roberts told me that basically you couldn't have your girl come on base unless you were married.
Right.
And so he got married so he could have Beaver come on base.
Exactly. Yep. That's a thing too. Like, just fucking go to a hotel or something. Because I think the other problem is that when you're not married, you're stuck in dorms for, you could be there for years until you get married or until you move somewhere else. Yeah, I'm sure pool boy's girlfriend knows exactly what he's doing.
It must be chaos for her, dude.
Especially for her.
If I was her, I'd wear a fucking burka.
Yeah, that would fucking suck.
Oh my God. It must be nuts for her.
Yeah.
It must be nuts for her just in like the regular world.
That's a good point.
Okay. Here we go. Do not give your child. By the way, I was on Jason Kleba's podcast.
Oh yeah, I saw some clips from that.
You want to hear the super opinionated version of me? Go over there and listen to that. Okay. Do not give your kid a cell phone. Please do not give your kid a cell phone. Here we go.
Another teenage boy has taken his own life after being sextorted by the same group of Nigerian men who have been targeting our kids for years. This boy in Australia traded explicit images with a person online who he thought to be a young girl. The other user then began making threats and demanding a few $100s. And within just a few hours of first contact, this boy had taken his life. Australian police were able to track and find the two Nigerian men who targeted this boy, but Australia has no capacity to extradite them, and they're being dealt with locally in Nigeria. So parents, here's what we got to know. This group of Nigerian men call themselves the Yahoo Boys. They're sending out mass communications across platforms like Snapchat and Instagram. They use tried and tested scripts, pretending to be attractive young women to flirt and manipulate the young teen targets into sharing nude images or videos. And then once they do, the chat turns into threats. threats, saying they'll share the nudes if the target doesn't pay. These men know how to isolate and shame and corner these children. They've done it thousands of times. And we keep losing teenage boys to suicide in the US, in the UK, in Canada, in Australia, all over. Nobody wants to have these talks with our kids, to have to let them know that there are horrible people in the world who will do things.
Let me do a little public service announcement to all men out there. Listen, everyone, this is family friendly. Everyone bring your kids close to the TV set. I got something for you. Listen. Come in close. Listen, public service announcement to the entire world. Come in. Go ahead. Call your kids in. This one's family friendly. Okay. Got everyone? Especially the boys. Bring the boys in. Bring the boys close. If any woman ever asks you for a naked picture, your default response should be, that is not a woman. No woman wants to see a naked man that she does not know. They barely want to see naked men they know. If someone online is asking you for naked pictures, it is a man. 100% of the time. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care what pictures they sent you. No woman in the history of planet Earth has ever taken a drill bit and drilled it through a fucking men's locker room so she could watch the men change. And yet somewhere, always on planet Earth, at all times, there is a man with a drill bit drilling a hole into a wall somewhere to look at naked women. Look, even David agrees with this. Facts. Once again, no woman has ever on an electronic device asked a strange man for a naked picture. Thank you. Fuck nuts.
Sounds about right.
Some chick asked me for a naked picture. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, it's James O'Keefe's going to use that shit on you.
He will.
What is the mechanism of sending a dick pic?
What do you mean? What makes you want to send a dick pic?
Yeah, like I don't like that guy Scott Wiener, that guy Scott Wiener, the congressman or whatever, that was married
Anthony
to
Wiener.
Who's married to Hillary Clinton's top aide. He was sending dick pics to like underage girls and then got caught and then sent them again or something. There was some story like that. I think he went to jail and got out and then still sent more. It's like, dude.
Yeah.
What part? I don't even understand. I don't understand the why you would do that. Oh, Bernie Gannon. Bernie definitely has a little bit of a tism too, right? Don't lump him. You could compete with Hiller. Sebi, that's just a correlate. Women are just not skilled with drills. I mean, fuck. He's so logical.
Yeah, open to everything, right?
Sevon, you should take that chick's page on Instagram that teaches you how to send tasteful dick pics. Really? Is there? There really is an Instagram page like that?
There is. Yeah, and really, most of the, I just went through. I'm like, man, I could use some ideas, you know, and. There's like, it's usually not even a dick pic that's like suggested. It's just like a sensual picture of yourself. It's like, it's never like a, like,
you know what I'm going to do tonight?
Explicit one.
I'm going to scratch my feet while I watch UFC, the bottom of my feet for like 7 hours. And I'm going to scratch it onto like a piece of black cloth and then take a picture of that and send it to my wife and be like, what do you think?
What?
Look at this pile of dead skin. 7 hours of scratching. Hey, I just want to see if someone throws up in the audience. Hey, I just remembered. I had a flashback. One time, I did take a picture of my dick. I drew, like looking down at my dick. I drew two eyes, a nose, and a mouth on it, And then I tied a piece of red yarn around the base of it. And then I put a, like I had a little sombrero and I put it on it. So it looked like a Mexican.
What?
Yeah. I did that in college.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I mean, I only showed it to one person. I think I showed it to Haley.
And that's what got her. I'm sure. That's she's like, yep.
And my dick was all flaccid and shit. By the time I put the red tourniquet on, I had this red piece of yarn. You know what I mean?
Cut off the blood flow to
it. Yeah, it had like a mustache and shit, and I put a little sombrero on. I mean, you couldn't barely tell it was a dick.
Holy shit!
I mean, like you couldn't see the balls or nothing, but it was pretty funny. Yeah, Mexican dick. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Did you name him chorizo?
I wonder if my wife still has that picture. God, I should be careful. What if after I made fun of her for the B story, she fucking posts that picture to her Instagram? God, that would be fucking horrible.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, this is Ortega.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, man. Just, I jumped in the whole pic situation.
The if what? The B situation?
The dick pic.
Oh, yeah.
If you on Snapchat, you draw eyes like a happy face dick, the snap filters work on it.
Wow.
Just putting that out there.
So you know? If I take a marker and draw a face on the side of my penis, then I can use a Snapchat filter and it'll dress my penis up.
Yeah.
Wow. Like put like pig ears on it or something.
It'll make it puppy for you.
All right. Well, thank you. That's really cool. There you go. Just when I thought this show wasn't going to offer any informative information today.
Science.
Creative dick pics.
All right.
There you go. You learned something new today.
All right, later, man.
Bye. Thank you. Wow. All right, guys. UFC 300 tonight. Don't bother me. 3 o'clock to 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I will be glued in front of a TV. I'm headed off to jiu-jitsu, then off to watch a track and field event. Caleb, good to see you. See you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.